Well, now it's time for this week's final thought, where we ask you to speak out on today's most important topics. Last week's final thought, we asked you, do you think that the federal government's attempts to protect the internet would be a good thing or a bad thing? We got several responses from you. Connie from Oklahoma wrote in and said, first they take your body and then they take your mind. I oppose the regulation of the internet. Bo from Georgia said, for the people and freedom, it is not a good idea for the government to patrol or control the internet at all. Simply put, the internet is causing an awakening of the masses worldwide. People are realizing they are losing freedoms at a light speed pace, and the internet is the only way to slow it down. Your efforts are helping people to realize the chains placed on them by government. Thank you, Bo. I appreciate the comment. Thank you, Connie. And if you would like to comment, you can always do so by emailing us at jerry@ftmdaily.com or calling our 800 number, 800-609-5530. This week, I want to get your thoughts on potential government regulation of the broadcast media. Now, this was no doubt motivated by the embarrassing cables released by WikiLeaks. The U.S. federal government, through the FCC, is now pushing to regulate the media. In a recent speech, FCC Commissioner Michael Copps suggested that media broadcasters be subjected to a new public's values test every 4 years. In the speech, Copps suggested that the test would make a broadcaster's license renewal contingent upon proof that they would meet a prospective set of federal criteria and report more to the government about which shows they plan to air. The regulations would apply to all news outlets operating on the public airwaves. So what this boils down to is simple. Is it the job of the federal government through the FCC to determine the news content that's made available to Americans to consume? Is it just me? Or is the government wanting to decide what news about the government is important for you to hear? So this week's question is simple. Should American news organizations be required to get approval of their content and their programs from the federal government? I want to know what you think. Let me know by sending your comments to me, jerry@ftmdaily.com. That's jerry@ftmdaily.com. Or if you prefer, you can call in to our radio queue line at 800-609-5530. Leave your voice message just by pressing option 3, and we'll air your message on our radio show if we deem it appropriate. Be sure to include your name and town on all correspondence.